Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, what a great dinner we had. I want to thank everybody for showing up and making that a big success. It was a great, great fun evening. And I want to thank all of our volunteers and the help over at the KFC Center and everybody. If we thanked everybody that was involved, we'd take our whole program here. So please just accept my thank you for everything you did to help make our dinner such a big success.
And the wonderful priests and religious who came, who really, really were the stars of the evening. Of course, they were listeners. We auctioned off four dinners that priests are going to be fixing in the rectories.
Absolutely. So, and they promised no prepared food coming in the back door.
I always feel a little bit badly when we do that.
But, bring something, Father?
I do. You know, I won one of those last year and invited two couples went in together and bought one of the priest dinners, mm-hmm. right? And it was Father mm-hmm. Tom Metzger from Our Lady of Grace.
Good cook.
Wonderful cook. And eight of us ended up going. I think it was for six. And I said, can we bring two more? And of course, he graciously said yes. And it was funny because when we arrived, all eight of us had brought wine or some sort of alcohol. and he said, I'm going to have wine here for the next. And I said, maybe 2 weeks, though, Father, maybe. I mean, but anyway, delightful, wonderful evening. And thank you again, listeners, for everything you did to make the dinner a huge success.
And a couple of quick notes here. Brand new program on Catholic Radio, well, about a month old now, Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. And if you've lived in Indy very long, you've probably seen Will Hampton as a television sportscaster on, I think, Wish TV and WRTV both, and was also a production manager with the Colts for a while. Will is now doing Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Tuesdays and Friday afternoons at 4. And don't forget all of our brothers and sisters in Texas who still, no matter how much help we could send them, it'll never be enough. But you can do it if you haven't done it yet. Jump on the Catholic Radio website. Right at the top of the page, a button you can click to go to Catholic Relief Services and make a donation of whatever you want. It's that simple. Catholic Radio Indy, INDY.org. Catholic Radio Indy.
Our guest on Faith in Action today is actually joining us via phone. Our guest is Francis Slobodnik. He is the director of the Public Square Rosary Crusade for America Needs Fatima. Welcome, 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 Francis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
You know, Francis, before we get started, I thought we'd introduce you to our listeners, kind of tell us where you are, tell us a little bit about your family and what you do from 9 to 5.
Sure. I live in Topeka, Kansas. I was born and raised in Iowa, lived some time in Illinois, and moved in the early 80s to the great state of Kansas. And I'm here with my wonderful wife, Kathy, and we've raised 11 children together.
Oh, God bless you.
And don't ask me their ages or birth dates. That's my wife's department. She can tell you how much they weighed and how long they were and everything else. But anyway, we've been blessed so far with 24 grandchildren and three more on the way.
Oh, so my goodness. Oh, my
goodness. We tell people we're taking back the culture one baby at a time.
Amen. 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 You know, I tell my kids we have five children and a third grandbaby is on the way. But I think, you know, the best reason for having kids is bringing great Catholics, one more Catholic at a time, into this world, right?
Yes, that's right.
And raising them with intention to help change the world and bring it back to the culture of life for our Lord.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. I couldn't agree more. And we tell people that there's going to be so many of us someday, everybody's going to know how to spell our name.
Well, it was a little bit of a tongue twister, but when you said it's just, you know, you never quite know, but actually this was easy because it is kind of phonetic, but it is kind of intimidating first looking at it, right?
At least there weren't three or four consonants in a row. That's how some Eastern European languages.
Oh my goodness!
Three or four
goodness!
Consonants in a row. You have no idea how big.
Yeah, we had one donor here who had, I think it was 8 letters in their last name, none of which were vowels unless you count Y.
Oh my! I remember that.
There was several Y's.
Yeah, nice. That's right. That's right. Now, you came kind of across our radar here at Catholic Radio because one of our listeners stopped in and had copied off several really interesting leaflets, as a matter of fact, pages, and said, MJ, you've got to have this. You've got to have this on Faith in Action. And I did a little bit of research, and there's lots and lots on the web about you guys, about America Needs Fatima. But, you know, for our listeners, let's take a step back, because this is a big year. A lot of our listeners will know that this is the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, and of course the Holy Father has made this a special year, but many of our listeners will not understand what Fatima is, or what the significance. So could you help us there and tell us a little bit about the story of Fatima?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Thanks to my grandparents and my parents, I've been devoted to Fatima since I was a teenager. Just always been very moved and impressed by Our Lady of Fatima and her message. You know, I heard a sermon once in the 1970s from a priest about Fatima that I remember very well in Fort Madison, Iowa. The priest said, if you asked me what the most important event of the 20th century is, without hesitation, I would say Fatima. And I believe that's true for the 21st century so far. And what is the key message of Fatima? You know, many of Our Lady's apparitions have the same purpose. Mankind is getting off course. And she's encouraging people to repent, to get back on course, to get back in a state of life that's pleasing to God instead of offensive to Him. And that's really what the Fatima message was about. She came as a loving mother. She saw the world heading down a moral and spiritual decline and heading to a cliff. And she came to warn us, to tell us how to avoid, you know, the bad consequences of our actions. In a nutshell, she asked us to do two things: to pray the rosary daily for the conversion of sinners, for peace in the world, and to make sacrifices, acts of self-denial, also for the conversion of sinners. That's the two main requests of Our Lady at Fatima to all of us. She spoke about the end of World War I, which happened around that time. She spoke about another, even worse war taking place if men did not amend their lives, and that was World War II. And, you know, 80 million people died in World War II. It could have been avoided if mankind had listened to Our Lady. And here today we see, imagine if she talked about the moral decline of that time period. Today it's not even, wouldn't be on the charts even today. Today, with all the horrible moral problems that we're faced with, the cultural war, et cetera, it's not even on the same page. The kinds of moral, but yet at the time she was concerned about the direction the world was heading. So what would she say about today? So I believe that in order for us to get back on course, we have to listen to Our Lady's message, all of us, in our hearts and in our actions, you know, respond to her message. And the two most important quotes for me from Fatima are, that I try to think of every day, on July 13th, 1917, that's what she said the most about Fatima. But the most important thing to me is, she said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph.
Amen.
So no matter what we do, no matter what happens, in the end, she will intervene. You know, I always say there's two ways to do things, and every parent knows this if you've raised teenagers. There's the easy way and the hard way. And because of our human nature, usually choose the hard way and learn the hard lessons, which those are good because those are the lessons that never leave you. But, you know, as parents, you know, we know there's an easier way sometimes for our children. You know, really, if you want to avoid problems, do this. I don't think that car is a good investment. No, no, I want to get it. And okay, then it breaks down and, well, you learn a lesson. Also, the second most important quote from Our Lady was October 13th, 1917. It's the last sentence she said at Fatima, and I think it's the most important one. She said, "Let them offend our Lord no more, for he is already much offended." So in July, she talked about the triumph, but in October, she spoke about the mankind no longer offending her divine Son. And I think that's the most important part of the matter. I think it was her summation, is for us to stop offending God. So those two sentences, I think, encapsulate the message of Our Lady at Fatima.
Well said, Francis. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're chatting with Francis Slobodnik. He's the director of the Public Square Rosary Crusade for America Needs Fatima. And I thought maybe we'd take a break right now and come back because I kind of want to talk about the specifics and how we can participate, how our listeners can participate a little bit more fully in this event. We'll be right back.
Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Francis Slobodnik, and he is the director of the Public Square Rosary Crusade, America Needs Fatima. And listeners, actually, here in Indianapolis at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 46th and Shadeland, on October 14th, so just a little over a couple weeks away, there's a gathering at 11:30, the procession begins at 11:45, and rosary at noon. So grab a pencil. I will mention this again at the end of our broadcast. But we're talking about, this is happening all over the country, but that is where it's going to happen in Indianapolis. Okay, Francis, so we're talking a little bit about the Public Square Rosary Crusade. Talked initially about Fatima, what it was, the importance of Fatima. But why pray a public rosary? Why do that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of sin today that's committed in public. We have rioting today. We have all sorts of other pro-abortion marches, etc. And you know, God looks down from heaven and He says, "Well, where are my people at? I don't see him. I don't see him out there. I see the bad people in the public square." And that we do have pro-life marches, etc., which are fantastic. But we believe that the public sin that's committed in our country, and even the great private sins that are committed, that we need to show God that we're on His side, and we love Him so much, we are willing to publicly stand up for Him. It's easy to stand up for God in our living room, but it takes more courage to stand up for God in the public square. And by praying in the public square, you know, we have the communion of saints, and lives of other people are touched by God, by Our Lady, through us. They use us. And so when you're out praying publicly for our country, for the conversion of America and reparation for the sins of America, everyone who drives by and sees your rally, we firmly believe, receives graces from Our Lady at that time. And if you weren't there, they wouldn't receive those graces. They'll receive other graces from Our Lady, from God, but they won't receive those specific graces. So when you're out praying in the public square, we provide all rally captains or leaders with an 8-foot full-color banner. It has a beautiful picture of Our Lady of Fatima on there. We hold monthly rallies in Topeka, Kansas for over 5 years. The Public Square Rosary Rally started in 2007. And everyone looks at that banner when they drive by. There's no one who misses the opportunity, just because Our Lady's image is so beautiful, and everyone is touched. So they're receiving, at that moment, they're receiving graces from Our Lady to draw them to, you know, closer to her son. And it's not necessarily there's going to be instant conversions, but the seeds of grace are planted, and those who already have faith, their faith will be strengthened. So we believe that it's public reparation for our country. It's prayers for the conversion, you know, of our country and the people who live in this country. So people who witness your rallies receive graces, and they respond very positively.
You know, what's interesting is American Needs Fatima is a movement. It's kind of like the umbrella organization. And this, the Public Square Rosary Crusade, is something that they sponsor every year. I found it kind of interesting that you have numbers on the website at least back to 2015. They were 12,000 groups in 2014 that held rallies. In 2015, 14,000. And they just keep going up every year, the number of rallies across the country that hold these public processions, rosary processions.
Yes.
You also have, and I kind of want to go over a few of these, very specific intentions.
Yes.
For the 100th anniversary 2017 Public Square Rosary Crusade. And I wondered if you could share just a couple of these with us, three or four. There's many. I probably 20 or 25 bullet points I see here, but maybe you could pick out just a few and read them over the air for us.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, there is quite a list of intentions that we pray, and there's a place, obviously, for people to have their own intentions for their own private intentions or for their own communities or their parishes, et cetera. To show God. This year we have additional intentions because it's the 100th anniversary, but we added this one, to show God and His Blessed Mother our love and veneration. We offer this rosary rally as a special public commemoration of the 100th year anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions at Fatima. Through the Most Holy Rosary, we ask our Lord and our Lady for the conversion of America so that it may fulfill its historic mission. That our national leaders would seek to honor God's law and pray for the wisdom and knowledge necessary to solve America's complex problems. Those are just a few, and we deal with some of the moral issues. We pray for those who are dying. We pray for our enemies. We pray for people that are struggling, that Our Lady will give them the graces to persevere in virtue. Anyway, there's a whole list of intentions, general intentions, as well as more individually directed intentions. So we've used all these every year since 2007. That's the first year we had rallies, where we had 2,000 public square rosary rallies. The first year, we had no idea what the response would be, but we thought we would try it.
You know something interesting, Francis, as I read through the list, there are many that kind of caught my eye, and I thought these are almost points, Francis, that you could sit quietly and meditate about. You could take to adoration, or even in your morning, you're sitting having coffee and having your morning meditations, and simply to repeat these and think and meditate about them. One that caught my eye was to stop the waves of sacrilege, blasphemy, and anti-religious hatred within our society.
Yes.
It's one of the bullet points, but the reason that it struck me, Francis, was because I think that we have become almost like frogs in a pan.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't even recognize sacrilege, blasphemy. We don't even recognize that anymore. It has become so commonplace that it doesn't surprise us.
We've become numb.
We have become numb.
And I like to use the example in conversations with people. I said, do you remember when Roe v. Wade happened? What was your reaction? I bet you were horrified. Are you still horrified? You may say, yeah, abortion's wrong, but how much proper indignation do you have for the sin of abortion, the massacre of millions of children over the years? We should have increased horror for these types of things. It shouldn't just get flat or or numbing, we should increase our repulsion for the slaughter of unborn children. So that's something. That's a very good point. That you made, but we have become numb because, and you know, we also, one of another aspect of our organization is we have a large anti-blasphemy network. When we find out about movies, TV shows, so-called artworks, or public acts attacking our faith, we use all sorts of ways to protest that: email, snail mail, phone calls, personal protest rallies, to stand up for God. And even if it goes through, continues, God will at least see that some people stood up for me.
Amen. Amen.
And
if you're just now tuning in, Francis Slobodnik, he is the director of the Public Square Rosary Crusade, America Needs Fatima. And listeners, a way that you can participate in this is in a couple weeks. On October 14th, St. Lawrence Catholic Church at the intersection of 46th and Shadeland, there will be a gathering at 11:30 in the morning. The procession begins at 11:45 and the rosary at noon. So I imagine that this probably would not be more than about an hour commitment of time, listeners, but and it'll be a beautiful day. I'm sure it'll be a beautiful day. It always is in middle October here in Indianapolis. But what an example, not only a visual for people to witness, but as you said, Francis, as people who drive by or who are walking by will be touched with droplets of grace from just witnessing this beautiful event.
Absolutely. And we, like I said, we've held rallies each month for over 5 years. People have thumbs up, they honk, they wave. Sometimes people stop and join us. We've had people, even people who aren't Catholic, stop by and bring us cold drinks when it's hot in the summer. You know, they're moved and they say, look, I'm not Catholic, but I love the fact that you're praying for our country and I support you in that. So, you know, you get lots of support, and we've probably had maybe five or six negative comments in all the years we've done it. Just a few, you know, someone that, you know, just doesn't like anything about religion. But we've seen incredible responses of people. We've seen incredible acts of respect. One man came by, was coming by with a loud motorcycle. He saw us. He turned his engine off.
Oh, my goodness.
And coasted past us.
Oh, my goodness.
And another car had some young people in it. They looked like some rough characters. And they had one of those boombox blasty things in their car. And I was standing there watching them. And they had a light stopped right in front of where we were having our rosary rally. And he reached over and thought, oh, he's going to crank it up big time. You know what he did? He turned it off.
Oh, my.
And, you know, so Our Lady's graces really do move people, really do touch people. And most of the time, we don't see those things. But once in a while, Our Lady gives us a glimpse to encourage us, yes, you're doing what I want you to do. Look at how this person responded because you're there praying for them.
Now, Francis, are these rosaries all held on the same day, or do different parishes and different areas have them on different days?
Yeah, we have them on the same day. And if I could just explain, we encourage rosary rallies of every type. But, you know, our goal, the first year we did this in 2007, a gentleman called in, and he said, my goal is to have a public square rosary rally on every street corner in America. So we encourage people to have gatherings of all types. Some rosary rallies are just two people holding the banner, one on each side. Some rallies have large groups like the parish that you mentioned. There are rallies of all different sizes, but we want to saturate our country with these public square rosary rallies, and we want people to see that. In Topeka, we have 7 or 8 rallies in the city of Topeka, and people have stopped by and said, what's going on? Wherever I drive, I see you guys. What is going on? So that stimulates people's interest if they see multiple rallies across cities. So that's our goal. And this year, since it's the 100th anniversary, our goal is 20,000 rallies.
20,000 rallies.
Yep.
I don't think that's impossible because it's gone up every year. I'm looking at the numbers, and not only is there an increased interest this year especially, because it's the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, but of course the Holy Father has kind of shown a spotlight on Fatima, so this is...
Absolutely, he canonized recognized Francisco and Jacinta. So that's a wonderful aspect of the 100th anniversary, you know, as well.
Now, how would somebody listening right now add a rally to the list?
Well, it's very simple. You can go to our website, which is www.aapple.org. And right on the homepage, there's a place to get information, to sign up online to be a rally captain. There's printable materials that you can print up. Some people like to bring signs besides the banner, praying for a country, etc. And there's designs there that you can use and have, you know, printed up at your copy center. All sorts of things are all available there. But signing up is real easy to do, and you get to select whether you want a banner in English or in Spanish.
Oh, I like that.
So, and some people have both. If they're in a neighborhood, we have both because we have a large Hispanic population in Topeka. So we have a Spanish banner and an English banner at our rally so people can see. And it's impressive because the Hispanic people, they'll come up and say, you have this in Spanish. Well, that is really, it really touches me that you care. Like I said, we're all children of God, and we want to get the message out to everyone in our country.
Amen. You know, Francis, we have just a little under a minute left. Francis Slobodnik, director of the Public Square Rosary Crusade for America Needs Fatima. And I'm going to cede that last minute to you if you'd like to offer something to our listeners.
Well, I encourage you, if you're concerned about America, if you want to do something in a big way, like the apostles after Pentecost went out to the public square to share the faith, we're called to do that too. So the public square Rosary rallies are a good opportunity for all Catholics to publicly stand up for our faith. And I do want to say, when I travel, we stop often at St. John the Evangelist Church downtown Indianapolis. That's a beautiful church.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It has the longest aisle in all of Indiana.
Yeah.
God bless you, Francis, and thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action.
Okay, God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.